This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Thanks, Jake. In the news this month, telescopes detect the biggest explosion since the Big Bang in the Ophiuchus supercluster. The InSight lander detects 174 Mars quakes, and a second planet is found around our closest star, Proxima Centauri. First, a massive explosion from the Ophiuchus galaxy, 390 million light-years away, has been detected. This is the biggest eruption in the observable universe since the Big Bang, 5 times as large as the previous record holder. It was caused by a jet of radio emission shooting from a supermassive black hole. The first signs of the explosion came in 2016, when the supercluster was found to have a curved edge. This was possibly the wall of a cavity created by jets of hot gas being expelled from the black hole, but the evidence at the time wasn't enough to confirm what was a very extreme result. Those first observations were made with the Chandra X-ray telescope, but a combination of different telescopes were required to find out more about the strange galaxy. These latest results were made by using the previous Chandra data, archived data from the Giant Meter Wave Telescope, as well as new observations with the XMM Newton to confirm the previous observations, and further observations in the radio with the Murchison Wide Field Array. This combination confirmed the previous theories of a cavity caused by a supermassive jet, since the radio data showed the curved wall is bordering an area filled with radio emission, as a result of electrons moving nearly the speed of light. Next, NASA's InSight lander has detected Mars quakes, proving that Mars has significant seismic activity. InSight has detected 174 of these, and multiple of them are magnitudes 3 or 4, large enough to be felt by humans. The InSight landed on the red planet on the 26th of November 2018, in the area called Elysium Planitia. Its main goal is to better understand the internal and thermal structure and the composition of Mars. The magnitude 3 and 4 quakes were strong enough to allow their origins to be traced back to an area called Kerberos Fossae, about 1,000 miles away. This region has faults, volcanic flows, and liquid water channels. The seismic activity on Mars is not the same as it is on Earth, since there are no tectonic plates. However, there will be cooling and contraction from the magma beneath the surface. Therefore, the activity is more like what we see away from the tectonic plate boundaries, a bit like in the UK. Detecting seismic events tells us more than whether the interior of Mars is active. It will also tell us about the interior of the planet, based on how the waves propagate, and about the atmosphere, with a detection of the magnetic field on Mars. Finally, a second planet has been found orbiting our closest star, Proxima Centauri. The newly discovered Proxima C is a super-Earth, a planet which is more massive than the Earth, but less massive than the ice giants. It was detected by the radial velocity method, where changes in the position of the star are measured to look for the gravitational impact of planets. Even though it's our closest star at 4.2 light-years away, it would still take tens of thousands of years to reach with current rockets. However, the discovery is significant for planet formation models, because it seems to have formed further away from the star than expected for a super-Earth.